May God bless our time of meditation on his word for us this morning. That word that we will consider comes to us from the gospel reading we heard a couple moments ago from Luke chapter 4. And I would suggest this morning that there are three words that can help us understand this reading a little more deeply. The words forthright, fickle, and faithful. So let's consider each of them together this morning. Jesus' earthly ministry is just beginning at this point. And where do we find him in the gospel reading? We find him back in his hometown, don't we? Back in Nazareth, at the synagogue on the Sabbath. And what was Jesus doing there? He was reading Holy Scripture. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Jesus found his place, and then he read these words. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And with that, Jesus rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. And I imagine you could hear a pin drop. For while the Bible doesn't tell us that, the Bible does tell us this. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And then, with the attention of everyone in the synagogue, with them waiting expectantly for what he would say next, Jesus said this, "Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." So what was Jesus doing? He was being honest. He was speaking the truth. He was being forthright about who he was and what he had come to do. You see, Isaiah, the prophet, prophesied nearly 700 years before Jesus of the Messiah who would one day come. And Isaiah told his hearers what this Messiah would come to do. He would come to proclaim good news, to proclaim liberty to those who are captive, to renew the sight of the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And on this day in the synagogue, Jesus tells those gathered that he is he, that he is the promised Messiah, that he is the one who Isaiah was talking about so many years ago. Jesus was being forthright about who he was and about what he had come to do. In this season of Epiphany, God continues to reveal to us his Son. 2 weeks ago, we saw God do that at Jesus' baptism when the Holy Spirit came upon him and God the Father spoke from heaven declaring, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Then last week we heard of Jesus' first miracle and we saw how he did it to give God glory and so that others would believe in him and be saved. And now Jesus' earthly ministry continues in its early stages with Jesus being forthright about who he is, the Messiah promised from long ago, now here in the flesh. This revelation of Jesus is important for us as Christians because the world around us has long debated who Jesus really is. Many in our world say he was just a good man who lived a long time ago. Others say he is a peaceful preacher who loved everyone and wanted everyone to love in return. Others say he's simply a man in history whose reputation became bigger than who he was. Christian author C.S. Lewis grabbed onto this idea and considered the logical side of this question. His premise, though, wasn't based on who others said Jesus was, but rather his premise rested on who Jesus said he was. And the answer here in Luke 4 is clear, isn't it? Jesus is forthright. Yes, it's true that at times Jesus was cryptic. When he was around religious leaders who wanted him dead, or scribes and Pharisees who lay in wait to trap him, at those times, Jesus was cryptic. He spoke in parables, but not elsewhere. To a woman at a well, Jesus speaks forthrightly. To his disciples, Jesus speaks forthrightly. To the grieving sister of Lazarus, Jesus speaks forthrightly. And here in the synagogue of his hometown of Nazareth, Jesus speaks forthrightly too. He says he is the fulfillment of the prophecy of old, which means he is the promised Messiah. And this is important then for Lewis's logic exercise that I mentioned. For if that is who Jesus claims to be, then there can only be three logical answers of who Jesus actually is. Either he's a liar, a lunatic, or he actually is who he says he is, the Lord. And Lewis's thinking went like this: if Jesus is a liar, then we probably shouldn't call him a good person. And likewise, if Jesus was a lunatic, we probably shouldn't remember him as a peaceful preacher. But if Jesus really is the Son of God and the promised Messiah, then what is he not? What can he not logically be? Just a good man from history long ago. For logically, that is impossible. Either he's a liar, a lunatic, or he is the Lord. And what did Jesus say in the Nazareth synagogue? He was clear, wasn't he? He was direct, wasn't he? He was forthright about being the Lord. Which brings us then to our second word: fickle. For while Jesus was being forthright, the crowds around him were fickle. We see that in their responses to Jesus' words and actions in verse 22. And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" The initial response from the crowds is positive, almost amazed. Wow, what grace, what authority this young man speaks with. How can this be? Don't we know him? Wasn't he the scrawny kid running here and there a few years ago? Isn't this the carpenter's boy? Wow. And Jesus continues to speak forthrightly. But now his words don't go over well with the synagogue, for they subtly suggest that the mission of the Messiah is not only for those in Israel, but for the Gentiles too. Jesus' forthright words now rile the crowd up. They can't stand what they are hearing. And so in just a matter of moments, their awe and marveling at Jesus have turned to hatred and anger that's about to burst out into violence and action. So what do we call that kind of behavior? Call that fickle. The crowd at the synagogue wasn't the only fickle people in Scripture, though. Jesus' own disciples were fickle at times as well. One moment, James and John were following Christ, and the next moment, they were demanding a space of honor for themselves next to Jesus in glory. One moment, Peter faithfully confessed who Jesus was, and the next moment, Jesus calls him out for thinking of earthly things. The crowd in Luke 4 was fickle, Jesus' disciples were fickle. Do you know anyone who acts fickle sometimes in your life? Don't worry, I won't ask you to name any names, but feel free to blink a couple times if you happen to be sitting next to that person this morning. Some of you have some dust in your eyes. And yet, I would also say that if we're being forthright, what would we say? If we're being forthright about it, perhaps you and I would confess that we have a tendency to be a little fickle ourselves at times too. And sometimes our fickleness affects our lives of faith, doesn't it? For a few weeks, our church attendance may be consistent, but then for a few months, we are absent. A new year begins, and so we decide to read the Bible through in a year, but by the time we reach February, we have already fallen so far behind that we consider just giving it up. We challenge ourselves to start praying more often, even when all is well. But a few weeks later, even when all is not well, we completely forget the God who graciously hears our prayers. One day our faith may feel so strong that we are looking for mountains to move, while the next day we feel overwhelmed with discouragement and doubt. Are we a little fickle ourselves? Absolutely. So Jesus is forthright, but the crowds are fickle. They marvel at Christ one moment and seek to murder him the next, which brings us then to the conclusion of our gospel reading in verse 28, where it said this: when they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. Jesus is forthright, but the crowds are fickle. One moment they are in awe of him, and the next they are driving Jesus to the top of the hill with the intent of throwing him down the other side. But what happened next? You know, for us, usually when we get confronted, we usually resort to one of two different responses, don't we? We either fight or we take flight. Either we stand our ground and put up our dukes, or we turn tail and run. So which one did Jesus do? Did he fight or did he flee? Neither. Instead, the Bible just tells us this: but passing through their midst, he went away. He walked right through them. But why? Well, perhaps we've got a word to explain that for us as well. Faithful. For Jesus had come to earth to save sinners of all sorts, Jews and Gentiles, no matter how fickle they were or still are. And through all of his earthly ministry, Jesus would be faithful. He was faithful to the plan that God had for him, which didn't mean dying on a hill outside of Nazareth, but it meant dying on a hill, on a cross, in Jerusalem. The Messiah was faithful to his Father's plan. But the Messiah was also faithful to something else. The Messiah was faithful to you. And here's why I can say that with confidence. Look what Jesus does when he's faced with sure and certain death at the hands of this angry crowd in his hometown. Jesus simply walks through the crowd. Jesus has the power to do that, which also means Jesus has the power to walk through other angry crowds that want him dead too. Do you remember any crowds like that? How about the time that he was betrayed and arrested and beaten and tried, all for forthrightly speaking of who he was? Do you remember that? What could Jesus have done in that situation? He could have simply walked right through everyone. He could have walked past Judas coming to betray him. He could have walked past the soldiers coming to arrest him. He could have walked past crowds jeering him. He could have walked past the soldiers whipping him. He could have walked right by Pilate and the chief priests and all the teachers of the law too. If he did it in Nazareth, he could have done it in Jerusalem. But he didn't. He didn't because Jesus is faithful, not only to his heavenly Father's plan of salvation, but Jesus is faithful toward fickle sinners like you and me. Because Jesus is faithful, he didn't turn away from the cross. He didn't walk away from the Father's plan. He didn't run away from your salvation, but he walked right to it in faithfulness and love for you, so that you would believe in him, so that you would turn to him for forgiveness for your fickle failure to follow him, so that you would receive from him all the riches of his mercy and grace. And through his death on the cross, through the faith that he has given you, through your baptisms into Christ, that is exactly what you have. For Jesus is forthright about who he is, the promised Messiah. And though we are fickle sinners, Jesus has shown us that he is yet faithful to you and to me, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen.